Potlatch is hardly the only timber company buying land in the north with the notion it might sell some to developers. But Steve Hinneker of 1000 Friends of Wisconsin says if Potlatch is becoming a TIMO, or Timber Investment Management Organization in Wisconsin, he hopes the firm will keep large tracts of forest land intact.
If certain lands are sold off without allowing a connection between wildlife corridors and other natural ecosystems, we can end up destroying the natural values of the North Woods and just seeing housing developments go up.
Hinneker says he hopes Potlatch looks at land management plans and talks to his group. DNR real estate director Dick Steffes says a few years ago, about 45% of the land Potlatch is buying added easements to guarantee public access and maintenance as a working forest.
That 35,000 acres is going to stay in sustainable forestry, and there are no structures allowed by terms of the easement, and it's a permanent easement. At the time, $2.2 million of state stewardship dollars in that deal, and $5 million of federal forest legacy money.
Steffes says Tomahawk Timber also donated $6 million in value. He says it's possible more state and federal funds could come together to get more easements from Potlatch. A Potlatch spokesperson says his company is committed to long-term timber management and is willing to talk with the state and conservation groups. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.